Now, the Pentagon acknowledges that it has underreported the scope of U.S. troop deployment to Syria, where it's operating without consent from Damascus. The U.S. military had earlier publicly said it had around 500 troops in Syria. Now, two U.S. officials, speaking on condition of anonymity, say the Pentagon will likely announce there are about 2,000 American troops there. Officials say announcement could be made as early as Monday. Last month, a senior U.S. military commander said that 4,000 American troops were on the ground in Syria, but then the Pentagon quickly reacted to that figure, saying the commander, quote, misspoke. Journalist and political commentator Richard Silverstein believes U.S. is trying not to be seen as a colonial power in Syria.
Well, obviously, Syria is a very sensitive subject for any power that is involved there, whether it be Russia or the United States or ISIS or Al-Qaeda and their proxies, Saudi Arabia, et cetera. So the number of troops that you have inside Syria is a very delicate subject. The United States already is imposing itself and intervening in Afghanistan and Iraq. We have troops there. We fought several wars in all of those countries. So we don't want to be seen as what we actually are, which is an imperial or a colonial power intervening in the affairs of a sovereign state. So we tell the world that we have 500 troops, and then all of a sudden it appears that we have 2,000 troops there.